you choose to love yourself, you will become arch enemy number one, because a lot of people don't love you loving yourself.
One of our more memorable podcast guests is singer Mecole Wells, who was stabbed in the throat 10 times by her neighbor and left for dead. She thought she'd never sing again, but Mecole continues to make beautiful music and is now planning for her second bodybuilding competition. When she first posted photos of herself flexing her guns on social media, Mecole's friends were shocked.
Today, singer, PhD candidate, personal trainer, and bodybuilder Mecole Wells joins us to chat about her new journey as a bodybuilder and why it's so hard for some people to take their first steps to transform their body, mind, and life.
Plus, the worst food American kids love to eat every day.
And five supplements you've never heard of that will change your life.
I'm Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Fillion.
And this is Feast of Fun. Feast of Fun is made possible because of generous support of fierce, fabulous people like you. Go to our website, feastoffun.com/plus, and access thousands of legendary podcasts, including past shows with Mecole Wells. Now, before we begin, let's listen to a clip of Mecole Wells singing from her last time she appeared on the podcast a decade ago.
Look at his baby up all night, tearing our love apart. You don't have to worry, just hold on tight. 'Cause baby, you know I love you. Nothing's wrong as far as I can see. You're making this harder than it really has to be. And I can't tell you why. Remember that?
Good evening.
Hi, is this Mecole Wells?
It is Mecole Wells. How are you?
Honey, it's been ages.
No.
How are you, Mecole? It has been ages.
Oh, that's my other husband, Mr. Get Fine. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Fine and finer, my two husbands.
How long has it been since you left Chicago?
Oh my God, since 2010.
Oh, 2010. My God.
So I was listening to the last time you were on the show, you were training to run the Chicago AIDS Marathon, and it was your first step in your exciting journey of fitness.
It was. It was the first step. But you know, you go through some things to see if that fits you, because you know it's something yearning inside of you, but you just don't know what.
Mm-hmm.
I did the marathon. It was cute. But, you know, I'm not, you know, we ran in slavery, so I don't feel like running from shit now. So I thought.
Well, you were talking about on the podcast that you had to cover your nipples with a special kind of tape. Otherwise, they would bleed to death.
They did, because they chafe.
Mm-hmm.
And so that wasn't cute. Remember, one of my nipples got cut and it was like hanging off. I was like, what the fuck? I can't.
Ooh,
no, I just couldn't.
Ouch.
Yeah. So, because, you know, when you run so much, you have to put, and even with bodybuilding, you have to put tape sometimes. I tape on my nipples because I'm pierced now, but just for protection.
Sure.
So I went from the running, and then I started pole dancing, which I still do, which I absolutely love.
You got to have a side gig, right?
You know, honey, just in case, you know, my ass ain't aged anyway, but, you know, it looks good on the side. And that was something I loved. And then I found bodybuilding, because let me tell you why. I would see pole dancers and everyone had this S body. They would be able to do the pole stuff, but they still had that little pot gut and that little pooch. And it wasn't cute to me. I said, no, there's got to be something past this.
Didn't Chris Rock say, if you failed as a father, it's because your daughter's pole dancing?
You have one goal, to keep your daughter off the pole.
Boom. So, you know, those things. And it was just like so many people into pole dancing at that time. And I loved it. Still love the sport.
One thing I've noticed to all my friends who are pole dancers, I'm always trying to encourage them to wear pumps and a wig and, you know, sexualize it and have fun with it. And they're all like, this is about my fitness. It's not about sexuality. But I'm like, fitness is about sexuality, because sex is about your body.
And that's the thing. And you know, please, because if they have an amateur night somewhere here, I will pop on a wig and some heels and go to it. Because I'm no tea, no shade. Because I just love that part of it. I think pole dancing is very sensual yet sexy. And it is a fucking hard sport. So when I am getting close to competition, I do pole dance because it helps my shoulders develop. It really cuts my shoulders to the nine. And I just like the way it makes my abs look because it's a lot of core work in that.
Yeah. Basically with pole dancing, it's about gripping the pole with your legs and spinning around and using a lot of your upper body, but also the tension between your legs. And I had this one fitness guy, he was telling me that all these people with strong legs and all these bodybuilders, you put them in that Jane Fonda pose where you're sitting on the side and you're lifting up your legs. Most people are weak as kittens when it comes to the side hip strength, your IT band.
It is. It is true. And so that's why a lot of times I do love both because, you know, you can play with it. It's like dancing. I do hip hop dancing. And sometimes a girl is just out of breath by the first, because it's no joke. I commend people like Chris Brown and those people that dance their asses off because that is a whole nother exertion. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It really is. So now I'm getting more into cardio and running and more into the stairs to develop and keep my breathing up and keep that up. You know, it's like when you hit those stairs and you do them on a 10 or a 15, that's no joke. That's no joke. But a lot of people do the minimal effect. And right now, being a trainer and being naturally trained, I want to go to the maximum effect with my body because I'm grateful that I look the way I do and I feel as I do. And I really want to keep it up.
You are so jacked, darling. And I imagine that for a lot of people who know you and loved you, your friends and family and your fans, as a musician, as a singer, when you started first posting photos of yourself flexing at the gym, it was a bit of a shock to them, wasn't it?
It was. Because you know what happened was in the first phase of it, I remember the day, December 23rd, 2013, I paid my last $600 for a school loan. Excuse me, Sally Mae, but I did. Anyway, and I paid my last little money for a school loan because I had to save my life. And I started getting in that gym. And within like 90 days, I went from a size 12 to a size 6.
Wow.
I did. And people were like, oh, are you on crack? What are you doing? They did it. You know, they thought of you the last crackhead, but I didn't have a crackhead belly. You know, crackheads, they can be really tiny, have that little pot belly. I didn't have that.
Oh, I didn't know that about crackheads.
Crackhead belly. And I'm not, that's the joke. I'm not looking like, I'm not going to have be the lean bitch with the crackhead belly. I can't do it. It's not cute. But I started doing that and people were just, but let me tell you the thing I tell my clients now as a trainer and as I go through DC and educate people on health. You will become enemy number one when you choose to take care of yourself. When you choose to love yourself, you will become arch enemy number one because a lot of people don't love you loving yourself.
To whom?
Family, friends, the closest of. When I started the PhD and when I started the bodybuilding at the same times, it was like people were dropping like flies. I was the can of Raid spraying. Just dropping.
You know, in my own fitness journey and posting and sharing that on social media, you know, because I live in a very sexualized environment, it wasn't that big of a deal. But I think with some family members, they were calling my mom and wanting her to intervene.
Yeah. Isn't that something? Yeah.
Like they're concerned that you've somehow have gone too far. And I'm like, going too far defined as here?
Listen, I had an aunt tell me, it was so funny, I love her deal, I ain't gonna mention a name because she would throw some shade. But anyway, she said, I just don't want you looking like a man. You know, you get the muscles, but you don't want to look like a man. I said, oh, with all this ass, I never will, honey. No, I won't.
What's wrong with looking like a man anyways?
And the thing of it is, it's that whole connotation. And do you know how many women do not work out because they think, oh, I don't want all those muscles. Mm-hmm. Bitch, you'll never get the muscles because I choose muscles because I'm a bodybuilder. But how about just being basically toned and fit? How about just wanting to be healthy? And that's the tag with my company, with my agency, Memphis 40, 50 Fit. I always say healthy is the new sexy. Don't you just want to be healthy, motherfucker? You know, don't you want to be healthy.
They're always like, I don't want to get too bulky. And it's just like, you don't wake up one morning looking like Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know?
You don't accidentally pick up a basketball and become Michael Jordan. You don't accidentally pick up a cello and become Yo-Yo Ma.
And that part, exactly. You'd be surprised how many women say that to me, though. But then on the other end,
yeah,
it's like, I really like your muscles. I love how your arms look. I love how your arms look, but I just don't want to get too muscular. You won't. I choose this world. I work hard to squeeze muscle. Mm. I'm in the gym for 3 hours. Mm. I go 6 days a week. You know what I mean?
Well, for women, they're often worried about like those chicken wings, right? Or the flapping things.
Yes, honey.
Those kind of things. Uh-huh. You know, and that's,
yeah, but you know, they're not too worried because they eat.
Yeah.
I mean,
but if you do some arm exercises, that helps alleviate that profoundly, doesn't it?
It does. And if you just do some basic stuff, do you know how many people won't do basic stuff? Mm. Now they'll get now a lot of women, now you see them in the gym using the waist trainers and trying to get the big bulk, get a big ass. And it's so funny, you know, being a historian and researching, there was a time when Black and brown women were made, especially in history, that we were made fun of, like almost circus caricatures, mm-hmm. and circus animals. If you had a big derriere, if you had a big ass, and they were literally put on display, like, look at this, this is odd. And now you have every, you know, white girl, Black girl, everybody trying to get surgery and have an up ass and do all the stuff. And all it does, you gotta just get in the gym. But a lot of women will get to go to the surgery and get the butt lift and all that, but they don't know that there are so many altercations and retractions later on with that, you know.
I had a yoga teacher one time tell me the only thing you can ask for when you work out is for your body to stay exactly the same it is or get better. As long as did either of those things, you're doing okay.
Yeah, and that's it. And see, I research foods. I'm such a researcher because I'm always like, what works, what doesn't? You know, the lower belly. And I'm going to tell you something that happened. The reason why I started working on my behind, because I researched, when you get over 40, 45, women get this thing called scrotum ass.
What? Scrotum
ass. I promise you, oh God. Wait a minute, y'all. It's where your ass hangs. And you can see it almost through the front part of your legs. It's just, it has no girth to it. Mm. It's loose because gravity, it droops. Old skin droops. Baby, I saw that and I said, no, not to this girl. I started working that day on it. And I saw pictures of that, like scrotum ass. And I was just like, no. Ball booty. They call it ball booty.
You have had an extraordinary journey. When we first met you, you were a singer here in Chicago.
Still singing, Josh.
You have such a beautiful voice.
So what did I sing tonight at this club? I sang, do me wrong, do me right. Mm. Say goodbye, hold me tight. Save your goodbyes for the morning light. Just don't let me be lonely tonight.
Oh, Nicole, there is nothing you can't do.
I just need more money in my bank account. That's coming.
Honey, Venmo, PayPal. Tell the listeners what it is.
On Cash App, it's the Cash Line Body Doc. And on Venmo, it's Nicole Wells. And most things, it's Nicole Wells. PayPal's Nicole Wells. But I'm still singing. You know, I went out of it for a while because of the PhD. And now we're coming to the final stages of that, which, thank God, I graduate in June. I started singing more. As a matter of fact, I was in a jazz club tonight, and this guy was playing something. I said, do you know, do this song? And I kind of sang the first leads. He said, sing it right now. And people started coming into place, like, who are you? And I was like,
you have a lot of hidden talents and very deep waters that run underneath. You were stabbed in the throat 10 times and left for dead.
Yeah.
In many ways, this experience, this horrible experience, really challenged you. And you fought back by living an extraordinary life.
I really did. I did. It was on December, which is the 12th month. At 12 noon, it happened on the 21st day, which was crazy. I was stabbed 10 times, once in the throat. My jugular was cut in half, and another one was just holding on by a thread. I bled. I lost a third of the blood in my body. Died on the table, came back, and was still, you know, lost use of my right hand and just different things. But what I did with that, instead of being mad about it, I had an experience that I really don't talk about. It's so funny, you guys, when I tell my students this, the little ones, it's really funny how the kids, middle school on down, they'll always say, "What did you see, Miss Wells?" Like they know. And I tell them, I saw this light and I've never been the same since. I feel things so deeply spiritually, very connected. And it seems like the older I get, more in tune I get with foods in my body, really in tune. But I just use it to really change my being. And I started researching everything spiritual. So I look at Louise Hay, who, God rest her soul, who I absolutely adore. Heal Your Body, Heal Your Life, which is a book I really re-look at when I have headaches, when I have knee problems, when I had my heart attack, when I had all this stuff. I always research the spiritual meaning. Because in her book, it says you can operate on something else, but if you haven't taken care of it, the core of the spirit, it will come through something else.
What holds people back from taking that first step? Part of it is on the podcast. We want to encourage and inspire people to love themselves unconditionally. And because you love yourself unconditionally, you're going to do everything you can to get your body the best life it can be. The best foods, the best experiences, the best fitness, more oxygen, more stretching. Yes. And I just overcame this horrible back pain that I've had for the past month.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're suffering through pain and that pain gets removed, you start to realize that you have other pain somewhere else. Pain masks other pain. And sometimes what's keeping somebody from making better choices about their lives and their bodies is that they're dealing with another type of pain that they haven't been able to overcome
yet. Right. Completely. I have a packet that I send my clients.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys ever want any information, let me give my email out real quick. It's like get4050fit@gmail. Get4050fit@gmail. I'll send out information. I'm always sending people stuff. But anyway, there's a question I ask because I went through it myself. And I say, when did you fall out of love with yourself? What I find with that question, everyone's like, "Oh, I love myself. No, you don't. Because if you did, you wouldn't be in the shape you're in. You wouldn't be drinking the way you do. So what I found is there's a core issue deep in that either you're eating away, you're drinking away, you're fucking away, you're buying away, you're dressing away, you're working away. And that is that core thing that you're not playing with.
But I don't think anybody intentionally wakes up and says, "You know what? I want 50 extra pounds on my body." You know, that's something like,
no.
And part of it is like, I think even people in fitness have a hard time understanding that, is that when we see people who are struggling in one way or another, they're like, "Well, just eat healthy. We'll just work out. Just love yourself." And it's not easy
it's
to
not
do
that. No, hell no. I battle with this. I'm the bitch that you could talk about it. Cause I used to be the big bitch into the lean bitch, you know, 240 pounds of size 20 to now. And the thing of it is, what I learned, it's a constant battle of loving yourself, of what's going on today. It's a constant everyday check-in. When I see heavy people now, I don't say, "Oh, look at that fat." I'm like, "What's going on in your life, baby? What's happening with you? Why are you eating?" Some of my students, "Why are you so shy? Why are you this?" And I know, we have those closed door sessions because I'm fat and I don't like myself. Okay. Well, and what else? Because they make fun of me. It's something else. And see, unless you've experienced, which is the blessing I tell everyone, to be a large woman, to a lean woman, where you think people love you for you, but they just love you for the body, and to go through all those phases and still going through phases, it helps you understand the importance of life. I just love life. I want to live. It's hard for me to even stay in the house sometimes. I said, there's so much life to live. And when I was first lean, I wasn't thinking about life. But yeah, now as I get into it more, it's more life to live. And I think a lot of it, we haven't found the core to life. And no fitness person, nobody can tell you. They can tell you the aesthetic, but they can't tell you the internal of what the fuck is going on inside your body or inside your soul. It's a soul journey.
We had done a podcast last week with trans pioneer Barbara Herr. And she told us the story of meeting Lauren Bacall.
Mm-hmm.
Humphrey Bogart's wife, the great
actress.
Yes,
honey, bad. Fabulous.
You know, how to marry a millionaire, Lauren Bacall. The mirror has two faces, Lauren Bacall.
Yes, honey.
My favorite time of day is night, Lauren Bacall.
Yes,
and she went up to her and said, oh my God, you're Lauren Bacall. And Lauren Bacall responded, yes, isn't that wonderful? And somebody approached me at a friend's memorial service who I hadn't seen like in, 10 years. Yeah. And he looked at me and he's like, oh my God, you're so muscular. And I said, yes, isn't it wonderful?
Yes, honey. Yes. Yeah. Isn't it?
But the thing about it is like, I don't see that. Your mind's image of your body is the last thing that changes. And sometimes it never does.
I'm still battling 240 pound McCall. I'm still battling McCall. I think I got a pot gut. People are like, what pot gut, bitch? You got it. I'm like, I had these two girls that were extremely heavy last week tell me, oh my God, I thought your stomach was better than that. And baby, when they said that, it fucked my head up. Mm. I had to get in that gym and start running. And it's funny how people can do, I call them point swords.
Mm-hmm.
They can do those point swords to get you and they can still fuck with, play with your mind. So you really have to catch yourself and be like, no, I can't let these people have these point swords, but they're still there. Yeah. Cause I'm always battling. You're in the mirror. Like, okay, does this look right today? Oh, I got a pocket. I got a pudge. It's all, especially with bodybuilders. Oh Lord. It's always that. And you guys look amazing. I'm so proud of you guys.
I've gotten much, much better at Photoshop.
Well, I'm trying to lose some weight just because, I had some high blood pressure and I'm just like, I need to drop this weight. It's too much.
You're doing good, baby. It's like, I'm doing good. I went up to Mark, Lady Gaga's fans. She was performing at a concert one time and somebody was filming it and they just screamed, skinny! And she turned around and gave them the look of death. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Because that person was 5 feet away from her. And they're like, skinny! I said, you're skinny! And so I see Mark and I'm like, skinny!
Mark, but both of you look fine. You're beautiful.
Honey, I was born ready. Beautiful. I was born beautiful.
Yes, honey.
We're just putting we're putting the ice cream. I'm sorry. We're putting the cherry on top of the ice cream sundae. That part.
I was always the Christmas tree. I'm just putting the little decorations on right now.
And we're trimming it. And we're
trimming it.
We're hanging the big bulbs on this tree. Okay.
Yes, the big bulbs. The big bulbs.
What do you think? The big bulbs. What do you think of body positivity in regards to people that are bigger size? They're just like, I'm positive about my body. I love my body at this size. I'm fine. I think I look great. I love the way I look.
Are you healthy? And that's all I'm gonna say.
Mm. I am healthy. I'm just
No. And I know what they'll say. Oh, I am healthy.
But,
right. Mm-hmm. But I need you to research how much fat can be around the heart cells. And I need you to research what fat does and does to your body or being overweight does to your body. I'm not asking you to be the bone model at all, because they got some shit with them too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking you to check health. Because health is wealth. And I, what's so funny, you guys? I think a lot of people these days, you're following the example, but are you really feeling the example?
I don't think that I would consider myself somebody, you know, please don't learn, follow, like, I'm doing the best that I can with what I have. And from a distance, I am the same as somebody who is struggling with too much, obesity, for example. You know, I'm just struggling in a different way, even though we don't look the same. We're struggling in similar ways. And I think, like, in getting ready for the podcast, something you said to me really stuck with me was, don't look at the mirror and don't look at the scale. Look at how much energy you have throughout the day.
Yeah. And that's it. And that's that life thing I do. I'm always like, it's so funny. I see young 20-year-old, 30-year-old girls. I'm like, hey, good morning, queen. Or hi, baby. Or da da da. And people look at me like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, I'm just so glad to be living and living healthy. I can still wear my heels. I still got all my teeth. Praise God. My hair is good. You know, my hair is growing. There's so many little things we take for granted that life is great. Life is great. Breathing is great. And I always tell people, I said, listen, you got up this morning and you're breathing. Can't be a bad goddamn day, boo. Can't be a bad day. You're letting the aesthetics get to your internal. So I'm like you. Don't follow, you know, the only example I want you to follow of me is to live.
Now,
life and love it.
Let's give people some, you have the wonderful ideas about food and nutritional supplements. Like, in terms of, like, the dishes and the foods that you love, what gets you going for breakfast, for snacks, for lunch, for dinner?
I eat about 5-6 times a day. I can tell you my eating is, I think I have a tapeworm sometimes, but I just love to eat because I'm so grateful. But anyway, I do egg whites in the morning with some spinach and mushrooms and a tablespoon of mozzarella cheese, because mozzarella is a thinner cheese for me. Sometimes I'll do some rice cheese and I'll do that. My second meal is a protein shake, or my second meal is a salad with some chicken. Or apple, oranges. I'm a nut eater on all ends. Thanks. Anyway. But
every squirrel's gonna get their nut.
Gotta get that protein. But anyway, I'm a big nut. I love mixed nuts and bananas. And let me tell you a secret. Like I told you, if you eat two handfuls of cashews are the equivalent to 20 to 30 milligrams of Paxil. So when you get ready to punch a bitch out, grab some cashews, because it really does help your endorphins calm.
So not just any nut, but cashews specifically?
Cashews for that specific thing. But I do mixed nuts with, I'll have two to three handfuls of mixed nuts with two bananas and drink some water. And it's a leaner, baby. It'll flush you out so pretty. Makes you smell great and keeps the body clean. Yeah. And then, I always have a salad. Then I'm always like, I have a fish. I'm an avid fish eater, wild caught only, because I don't do tilapia, because that's a mechanical fish. It's a little dirty for me. But I do salmon. I do salmon maybe 2 to 3 times a week, because it's a heavier fish. It's more of a red meat fish, and it can cause you fat on your body if you're not careful. Mm. I don't do dairy, because dairy, they put heroin in the marrow of cattle. And which to sedate them for the udders. You know, their udders are skin, but they still have the udder pullers.
Now you're getting a lot of the listeners to intentionally drink milk, hoping to get high off of it.
No, they won't. You know what it does? It causes an addiction of wanting to eat it more.
I thought you said you eat cheese.
It's cheese, milk and dairy. Dairy is cheese. Cheese is butter. All of it.
Yes. So are you avoiding it or not, or is it okay in moderation?
My main thing, I do rice cheese. I love rice cheese. That's my go-to.
Did you see Will Smith? First of all, his wife.
The Red Table.
The wife, the matriarch of the family, Jada Pinkett. And the mama and the daughter have this wonderful talk show that Facebook pays for. As if we weren't on Facebook enough, right? And so they do a talk show where they discuss different type of issues, and they get pretty intense, you know.
Yeah, Red Table Talk. They get with it.
Very progressive. Ooh. To, you know, for as progressive as, you know, wealthy Hollywood people can get. And yeah. Will Smith decided to jump in and have an intervention with his son, who's vegan, about his eating. And I was thinking, you know, as best as your intentions may be with your concern about your son's eating, your gender non-binary child's eating habits, because I think Jaden is non-binary. It's still like doing that in a public space to means feels like a little bit of a betrayal. And maybe I hope that they had discussed this before they had this intervention on a talk show, but it made me uncomfortable, you know, as somebody who cares about the well-being of young people. And I know that a lot of people turn to dietary restrictions of one kind and another because they're just trying to have some control over their lives. And, you know, I was just wanting you to sort of weigh in on, you know, why do so many LGBT people are very attracted to vegan diets or restricted diets in one way or another?
I think sometimes, too, everyone's going vegan or plant-based now because it's the thing to do. Mm-hmm. It's almost like when Atkins came out, it was the thing to do. When Herbalife came out, it was the thing to do. When Jenny Craig came out, when it was the thing to do, because we're such a followist to culture. So a lot of us don't know where to start. We just start with the crowd.
So it's not necessarily a bad thing then. At least it's getting you started, right? It's getting you somewhere.
Right. It's getting somewhere. And the thing of it is, I think a lot of us are going back to the root of where we came from. Mm-hmm. We didn't eat all this stuff. We didn't eat all this. I mean, you know, here in Baltimore and DC, I research food deserts, and a lot of people of non-minority descent don't understand what a food desert is. And I got on topic with my students one day because they thought it meant food dessert. And I said, no, that's food desert. And they said, what is it? And I said, well, it's when certain neighborhoods that are poverty stricken or ostracized do not have markets, do not have adequate eating in their facilitations. And you look at that, and some people are educated to food and some people aren't educated to food. It's more expensive to be vegan or to really be healthy. It's very expensive. But that versus a doctor bill. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of people are starting somewhere. It's like I see more women of color in the gym now, more Latin women. Being, you know, that's my culture as well, but being a more Latin woman in the gym, more Black women in the gym, and you know, more people starting to take yoga. Yoga is now is a school-based activity here in various schools in D.C. Instead of kids going to the office, they take a yoga class to calm down. So I think these practices are going back to what we came from before, meditation, yoga, great eating. You know, Burger King, I'm not trying to plug, I don't want to plug, but Burger King's got this plant-based, I can't believe it's a Whopper.
Impossible Burger, right?
Baby, that thing is on fire.
Oh, is it good?
Listen, that thing is amazing. But guess what? More people are starting to eat that, and then they're starting to get salads and stuff like that. You know, so I don't know. I'm hoping that I just think. But whatever your individual thing is, that's you. Long as you're healthy, and that's my whole thing. I just want people to be healthy. And what I see with a lot of kids, they eat those damn Takis and them hot fries and all that mess. And I look at them and I'm like, you're ripping up your intestinal tract, and that doesn't even feed your brain or your spirit.
I gotta tell you, those red hot Cheetos are delicious. But
how do you eat that? I can't eat. I'm scared my teeth are falling out.
Well, see, I work in a retail corporate environment, and I have a lot of young people who, well, there's a vending machine there, and they'll buy the bags. Well, let's see what all the fuss is all about. These red hot potato chip or, you know, corn chip snacks.
Yes, red hot Cheetos, honey.
And part of it is it's very appealing because it stimulates the sweet, the salty, and the spicy nerve centers of your brain, and it makes it almost like an addiction. It is an addiction, right?
Right, it is. It is. Oh, my students, they'll have that, and, yeah. and a sweet drink in the morning before they even have some regular food.
It's quick and easy. It's a dollar. You put in a dollar in the vending machine, you get those chips. It makes you feel like something is happening. And I think, you know, it's normal. It's natural to try to medicate yourself with food when you're in pain of some other kind. It makes sense. It's logical. There's a logic to, you know, when you're hurting to wanting to turn to drugs or alcohol or sex or anything in excess, because that's how you're trying to survive. It makes sense that you would want to do it.
It does. Being a teacher in most strong urban environments, I keep food in my room, and my students are most times are hungry. And you'd be surprised that you can have a middle school eighth grade boy who's 6 foot something come down to a 5 year old child, and you say, "I'm not going to give you that treat, and don't talk to me because you got to get it together." "Okay, Miss Wells, I got you." They'll pull it together just to get the food. People are hungry. But then to feed their soul, to feed their bodies, feeds their minds, it feeds the soul.
What did you make about Michelle Obama's campaign on childhood nutrition? You know, as first lady for 8 years, nutrition was a big issue for her. And certainly Malcolm X's wife, Betty Shabazz, she also talked about nutrition as being a huge important factor in civil rights.
It is.
Do you think Michelle Obama's efforts were successful in any way?
You know, I didn't see a lot. What I did see was schools change their menu a little bit, but it wasn't really emphasized because there's still huge amounts of obesity in school systems. They're still eating Takis. They're still eating the quick stuff. Half the kids are still hungry. Oh, the Takis is a little taquito.
Oh, okay.
It's a little taquito with they're cutting like threes, and they're Hispanic based, and they're called Takis, and they got
are they fried
peppers? Yes, boom.
It's fried. Basically like the whole thing, right? It's like a it's no, a Mexican
it's
like a
taquito.
It's rolled up, right? Right. And those kids, they'll have a bag of those Takis chips,
right? But are you talking about something else?
She just described it as
They're Takis. Yeah. Okay. And so it's like a taquito, but it's cut like a taquito, but it's cut in fours, and it's round. And the kids will eat that for breakfast versus anything else.
Yeah, like one of the most kids common Google searches is, are Taki chips good for you?
Yeah.
And part of it is that, you know, people have been reporting all kinds of stomach ulcers and trouble because they're taking...
You will lose your teeth.
Yeah, these spicy chips.
Yeah, we'll be calling you Gumby before you know it.
I'm okay with harm reduction. You know, it's like, have your chips if that's important for you. By all means, have your chips. But you know, take some steps into expanding your diet. Is there something green on your plate? And it's not the bag, a lot of people, the green Taki bag chips. The
no, exactly. Right, but you know, a lot of kids now. There's so many homes where the mom's working two jobs and the kids are there with. The older kids are there with the younger kids. So everyone's eating off and eating bad. Everything is a quick, we're in a quick society. We're in that speed society. Quick. I got to go to work. I got to work two jobs. I got to do this. You should see it in DC, Baltimore, but you see it in DC and other cultures. Everyone's starting to be heavy now. Every drink, even water, has sugar in it. Really? Really, motherfucker? Why?
Water has sugar in it?
Yeah, that water, those special seltzer waters, some of them have sugar and they have, it's aspartame in it. And I'm like, are you serious? You're going to kill me with the frogs and say it's water. Fuck out of here. So it's a lot. You know, everything, but see what you have to understand, a lot of things have to be, the mouth is so synthesized or to sweets and sugars and this and that. If they give you regular water, it's almost desynthesized, so they have to make it taste good for you, so you'll buy it. Mm-hmm. It's just it's marketability.
Amen, sister. In terms of love, when you were on the podcast, you were telling your your kids at school that you were gay?
I was.
And how's that working out for you? Or do you still identify as so gay? Because you were, you expanded your diet for nuts.
I hate you. I do. I am now with a man. I've been with men since 2010. That's kind of what happened. I didn't give you guys the dig, but that's kind of what happened. So I was with a guy, but I've been with, you know, men. So I mean, but
that's,
you know,
what sexual freedom is to give people the ability and the empower to be in the relationships.
You know what
they
I tell people?
Yeah,
right. But you know what? People get so caught up in the what it looks like. I tell people, I don't know. This is what people get really mad at me. Some, you know, Christians, oh, you're going to go to hell. Well, you know, you don't have to go. The
they're mad at you because you used to be in relationships with women. Now that you're in a relationship with a man, now they're mad at this too.
Listen to this shit, because they're like, you know, I said, well, it's spiritual. I fell in love with a spirit, the spirit of a person. I love the spirit of a person. So if she's bad, I'm not going to say, if she's fine, I'm not going to say it won't happen again. I just don't say that. I just say, we'll see what happens. Right now, I'm in a straight, I've been with men for almost 10 years, you know, and I'm not married or anything, but I like what you like. I love what you like. And I prefer the lie than the false. So that's just my thing.
Have you gotten a couple of friends be like, Nicole, what happened to you?
Oh, Lord, yes,
I don't feel
God.
Like I even know you anymore.
Yes, Lord. I've had that happen, and I had to let them have it and, you know, kind of go in there. I'm like, this is my business. Until your bank account matches mine, or until I see a check from you, stay the fuck out. Thanks.
Well, maybe Susie Orman will pay you to be a lesbian.
Bye, honey. Susie got that mad money. I know, that's what I'm talking about.
You know, I ran into a bunch of her friends at a benefit here in Chicago one time, and they all had the same haircut. And I'm like, what is going on?
I hate you. I can't.
They outed Susie Orman to me before she came. They were all like, oh, honey, she is as gay as they come, honey.
And they said she can't shut up about money. All she ever does is talk about is money, money, money.
But of course, these women also had, you know, they were comfortable.
They had the bags with them, and not the bags in the eyes, with the bags in the pocket.
They
had
that Gucci, yeah.
Yeah, honey, that Gucci bag. They're bad. So, you know, and then, like, you know, it was so funny. It was the other day I did this thing on IG. I said, shout out to the bitches. Shout out to the chicks that keep their bodies tight, visions right, and their money's right, even without the J-Lo and Beyonce bag. Shout out to us to just keep it together, even though we don't have, you know, we don't have all the tricks of the trade. We just do it because we got to keep it together.
Well, that's always the thing important. Is like, you know, like I look back on the early days of doing this podcast and I was like, what happy, carefree days they were.
I hate you.
But then I listened to the podcast itself, like, you know, I'm preparing for the show. And, you know, there's a lot of anxiety. And part of it is like, listen, as long as you stay the same or got a little bit better, you're doing okay. I think sometimes we just put so much pressure on ourselves to improve that we don't realize how good we have it right where we are right now.
I know. And that's why I tell people, I'm like, you're breathing. You know, I always say this, and this is what I'm going to leave everyone with, is I'm going to tell them, you're breathing. That's the opportunity you have for part two every day you wake up, because there are many people that have not awakened. And that's the most important thing. I heard a girl the other day, she's always such a miserable day. I said, why? Oh my God. I'm like, but you're breathing, bitch. Really? And she looked at me. She said, how dare you? I said, no, how dare you? I said, see this scar? You have one of those. And I told her what happened. And she was just looked at me.
Do you spook people out with the scar? You just lower your t-shirt and you're like,
you know, I said, see, no, because a lot of people look at it. They're like, oh, it's a thyroid. I said, no, stabbed. And they're like, what? You know, I'm honest with them. Like, I'm stabbed. I was like, no. And that's why I'm so grateful to be breathing and walking. And you know, and after 2010, the last podcast, I had two major heart bypass surgeries. I had a I did. I had a 90% blockage on my main artery 2 times. The same artery. They call it the Widowmaker. And that's what a lot of people drop from. They don't even know.
Sure.
So
you had a heart attack or just a heart condition that could have led to a heart
attack? I had a heart attack. I didn't know what it was.
Damn.
And they say it's really dangerous for women because a lot of times there's not really symptom. Like men will have a symptom. They're having a heart attack. A lot of times women don't. And then all of a sudden they just like drop dead from a heart attack.
So this is what happened.
Yeah.
My back calves were killing me. And I wear heels all the time. And I was like, is at the heel, but it was very different. And I'm like, what the fuck is it? And I kept rubbing my legs and it was just killing me. So I go to the doctor, I said, something's wrong. And then one morning I could barely even breathe. I couldn't even move my arm and I had to get dressed just pulling, using one arm. And I went, collapsed almost in my classroom. My students, God bless them, all my boys, grabbed me up, made sure I got to the hospital. And found out I had an 80% blockage on my main artery and I had pneumonia. Mm. And that was after I started losing a little bit of weight. Then I had it again and I researched the heart was unhappiness. My mother in 2002, I didn't know why she had, they said it was respiratory failure and she never did, but I researched it. And it was a disease dying of unhappiness. It's almost like a heart respiratory failure from unhappiness. Mm. So I research everything now. I really try to make sure I just stay as happy as I can.
How's your heart now?
It's like, you know what? I went about 4 months ago for I've been to the doctor in about a year, my annual, and she said, my heart is like a 17-year-old. She said, it's great. She said, your cholesterol is amazing. She said, I don't know what the hell you're doing. Just keep doing it.
So you don't have blockage in there anymore?
No. I had a stent put in the second time around. And then now it's just the eating. That's what I'm so glad you said it, because now I'm learning that eating has just been the saving of my life and cardio.
Yeah, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure and now it's like it's getting better because I've been, I've been lifting weights, but I hadn't been really doing cardio. And so it's like the weight's dropping. My blood pressure is a lot better. So it's, you really got to do that cardio. You got to keep that heart strong. Fausto just sent me a news item saying that the human body, during evolution that we developed to really kind of just work our heart for a very long periods of time. Endurance is really where, and if we're not doing something kind of endurance, then you're failing your body.
You really are. And the thing of it is, and the other thing is everyone needs to drink at least a gallon of water a day. It's amazing how people don't. Oh, water's nasty. Really? But
my
it's
friend
so
Smitty says it rusts you. So you would only drink beer and scotch.
I don't drink that water. I'm going to rust inside.
Water. You just have to rest. No, water is so important to the body. Sierra said that, the dancer and singer, the vocalist Sierra, and I researched it. She said, I drink water. That's what helps me away. And if she's so damn beautiful and bad, I was like, whatever she does, I'm going to do. And I started doing more water.
Now, you are very knowledgeable on supplements, even though good food, exercise, good sleeping is great. Yeah. But sometimes, you know, some people want to go to the vitamin store and get themselves supplements before the workout. And so I promise the listeners, we're going to give you guys supplements you have never heard of before that transform your life forever.
Yeah. Supplements I use turmeric a lot. Yeah. Turmeric is a natural blend, but it's very good for the heart, the arteries. It's the natural healer. I do a lot of golden soul and echinacea. Mm-hmm. I do also the supplement of L-carnitine, glutamine, because those are the ripper and the terror of, but it really helps heal and mend the muscle. I do taurine. Taurine keeps you from getting cramps.
Now, tartaring is what's in Red Bulls, but
the, your wings, right?
The amount that they put in the Red Bull is just not enough. So you're just better.
No.
And you're going to save a lot more money if you just buy a bottle of taurine pills at a vitamin store.
Right, right. And taurine, and the taurine in the Red Bull is BS because it's got sugar and it's got caffeine. Yeah. Hell, have a cup of coffee and have some stevia with that. If you want a natural, if you want something natural as far as your... If you have to have that coffee, you have to have that sugar in it. It's better to have two teaspoons, I'm sorry, of honey, natural organic honey, or stevia. Stevia is amazing. I know there's agave too. Agave, sometimes they strip it with sugars, but I know stevia is number one and honey is number one as far as if you need an additive to make it sweet.
Why is honey so good? Stevia is basically like a plant-based sweetener that tricks
it is.
The tongue into it is. Tasting something sweet. But what's the benefit of honey as a sweetener?
Honey is a natural sweetener. Honey is also helps. It's a natural soluble, so it goes in the body quicker. And it also helps you when you do, some mornings I do apple cider vinegar.
Yeah, with a little honey.
Apple cider vinegar, little honey, cinnamon, and a little bit of cayenne pepper. And that's a leaner. It helps just, and you know what, believe
you know,
it or not.
The funny is I gargle with that when I have a sore throat.
And it heals you.
Yeah, it helps a
it's
lot.
It's a healer. Yeah, it does. And you know what else you can gargle with when you have a sore throat? Hydrogen peroxide. That'll take that bitch out so quick. And that'll get rid of sinuses too. If you know, one of those little sinus bottles, if you fill that with half hydrogen peroxide and half water,
girl, you can maybe do that like for 3 days. Like a quarter of that. That sounds really spicy.
That sounds intense. I put hydrogen peroxide in my ear when I kind of feel like I'm getting a cold. And sometimes I feel like that knocks it out.
Yeah. Oh, it does. Hydrogen peroxide is great. But I do it. I put and do it like a little sinus thing with half water and the hydrogen peroxide and half hydrogen. And put in that little bottle, shake it up, put in that bottle. I'm good in 3 days and keep it moving.
Mark, what are some of the supplements that you're really excited about? Because you know a lot about this
stuff. Well, I take resveratrol, right? You know, because that's a very powerful antioxidant. It's good for the heart.
Right.
That's a phenol.
Right, it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Phenol's good. Tutka. I guess people Tutka.
Let's
call
explain
it
what... let me see if I'm pronouncing this correctly. This is... tarosodeoxycholic acid, and it came from the from Asian cultures. It was bear bile, and through the 1940s and 50s, the Japanese figured out how to make it synthetically. And over the decades, especially a lot of athletes have realized how powerful this type of acid is as a supplement for not just your liver, but eye health, insulin sensitivity, detoxifying your body, and no one knows about it. And you have to like basically order it on Amazon because like a lot of vitamin stores don't even carry it.
You have to order it on Amazon. You can't get it nowhere else. $19.95
And
on
so
Amazon,
one thing I've noticed is like the color of your poop. This is getting gross. If you look at your poop and it looks like very light in color, it's probably
yellowy looking
or pale or whatever. It might be your liver might be just fine, but the ducts might be blocked. And Tutka helps to de-block your liver ducts.
It helps your body digest food
better. It helps you sleep better. And you were saying that actually taking it before a workout with taurine actually is really good.
I do. I use Tutka and taurine. sorry. I use
As you're
Tutka
about to
taurine.
Drop dead there.
No, shut up. I hate you. You're so silly. No,
you're like, I'm very healthy.
I got some water. I'm drinking some water and it got caught in my throat. That's what I'm laughing about.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
Okay.
No, it's Tutka taurine, CLA. CLA is excellent as a leaner. Oh my God, it's so many.
What's CLA? It's a leaner? What do you mean? It like makes you lose weight?
CLA, it helps remove fatty tissue. It really keeps the lean muscle. It's great for keeping lean muscle.
Mm. Yeah, it's conjugated. I'm mispronouncing this. Conjugated linoleic acid, CLA. Uh-huh. And in the 80s, bodybuilders were big fans of it for leaning out before a contest. But in the recent years, people have said it's not. It's really expensive and not worth the money.
No, you know what? It's not expensive where I go. I go to a vitamin shop and I get all my stuff from there. It's also 7-Muscle Keto is great. 7-Muscle Keto is another one that I use. And that is, as you age, it's really good for keeping the muscle toned and keeping muscle tone. Mm-hmm. And what I'm learning is, as the older we get, the muscle keeps, as you age, muscle tones better as you age.
What do you mean by that?
Muscle tones. So aged muscle has a better and more definitive tone to it. So as I age, you know, we think as you get older, oh, my muscle tone will go, or it's because you're not working out. There are more men and more women in their over 35, 40, 50. They have more intense muscle toning because aged muscle tones, it's more defined.
So you're saying that as you get older, that the quality of your musculature changes, and not necessarily for the worse, but for the better. How's the aging process improving your musculature?
It really does, because I'm more muscular now than I was when I started this journey like 6 years ago.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, and absolutely. It's a lot easier. I used to remember when I was a kid, like reading about bodybuilding, and they're saying,
right.
But, you know, I think part of it is like sometimes people feel like they've wasted their lives or they're not ready to do this. And really, it's like there's no right time like the present to do just something to either stay the same or get slightly better. A lot of this information is very overwhelming for people, but sometimes just one little thing, even if it means taking a Flintstones chewable or whatever, which is bullshit, but at least it's something. You're taking one little step, drink one more extra glass of water in the morning, not at night. You know, anything that you can do to just go in that direction is saying, you know what, corporate America, I'm not going to take it anymore.
And like I tell people, you know, you have to want it. The reason I got into bodybuilding and got into food and health is because I wanted a change for McCall. McCall wasn't happy with McCall. McCall was accepting anything that came her way. And that was part of my self-esteem issue. But now McCall is healthy. I don't take anything that comes. And I'm choicy and I have choices. Because I really am learning, and it's a day to day thing. I'm not saying that I've got all the tricks of the trade. No, I'm just saying I'm so grateful to be living. I just want to live more life every day. And if this is what healthy does for me, I'll take it. And that's what I'm saying.
And run with it, you shall.
Mm. Yes, boo.
Honey, it's you're always such a wonderful. Angelic presence of love and health, regardless of where you are in that journey. And we've known you as a thick and juicy soul singing mama to now a jacked up but trophy winning lady at the bodybuilding competitions. But either way, you're always it's basically, you know, sometimes I said it's like you're always saying the same story just in different. With different instruments. You're singing the same song, just with a different instrument this time.
Yeah, always. And that's what it is. You know, I did a post one time. I said, life is the violin, but you play the instrument. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's what it is. You're the person that plays it. You can play a slow piece. You can play a melodic piece. You can play whatever piece you want. But you got to play. And if you don't play, the instrument will just sit there and get dusty. And eventually it breaks down and goes away. And that's the important part.
It's a beautiful sentiment.
Yeah, I just tell everyone, all my fans, everyone out there, just live, honey. Live and be glad to be living. Wake up every day saying, hey, I woke up, I'm breathing. It's part two. Let me do something. Mm-hmm.
Nicole, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom about fitness, bodybuilding, Tudka. And all
I love Tucker and Torin because it keeps me from cramping.
Yeah, that's why it keeps... like the Asians were like almost exterminated bears to death because they were going after the bile of these bears.
Does it keep you from cramping?
Yeah. Well, the taurine keeps you from cramping, and the Tucker helps your liver. It keeps your liver on point,
and the liver is very important. Does.
And that's part of that it is like, I love that you were saying it's like the energy is the most important thing to think about. Not how you look in the mirror, not how much you weigh, not your waist size or anything. It's your level of energy. But isn't that a bit, it's a bit subjective, isn't it? Like somebody might feel very energetic and other people, to them, it might feel very lethargic.
Well, you know what? You only are lethargic. The more you give yourself to love, the less lethargic you be. So I know I'm like this bundle of energy. I love living. So it's rare for me to be lethargic, but I see people who are real lethargic. I'm like, how can you do that? But you haven't found that niche. You haven't found the plug. You know, we see babies. They run around. Life is just cute. I'm like, wait, you know, I have a pre-K class I teach and I just live to see them because they have so many things to say and they're so like, what is this? And everything's a discovery and everything is this. Then I have my middle schoolers who ain't paying a bill either, but they're so morbid. Oh my God. You know, I'm like, really? Mm. You know? And so even with my middle schoolers now, I'm like, don't come in here with that. What are some great things about you? And you know what I'm learning with school systems and working with kids and adults? I ask them, what are the three great things about you? You know, we can't name them. And that's sad because we don't know how to live anymore. So it's not being morbid or anything. It's just my energy factor is not a lot of people's energy factor, but you got to go through some shit. I went through homelessness, heart attacks, being stabbed. I'm just glad to be living. And with all the negatives, I just turned those into positives and really, really have moved forward.
Mm-hmm. Nicole, thank you so much for all your blessings. Inspirational words.
Always. Listen, I'm giving my IGs out. My IG is For Your Info Power. It's the number 4. You Are Info Power. I'm on Facebook as MP Wells. I'm always around. So please reach out if you have any questions or I'm just an open book to healing and wanting people to be best and living their greatest and living really their truthful great lives and being healthy. Like my tag, healthy is the new sexy.
Mm.
And you're planning to do a bodybuilding competition soon. Good luck with that.
I am. I'm doing. Yeah, thank you. I'll be doing Emerald Cup, my premiere next year. I got a new coach who I'm absolutely adore. And I want my pro card, my IFBB pro card. So I'll go get it next year.
Well, good luck.
Graduate with a PhD in June too. Thank you so much.
Oh, really? Fantastic education.
It's in policy, academic policy. Mm. Yeah. So
and that's why you're living in DC.
A little bit, because my research is on brown and black boys in secondary education. Yeah, it's quite an amazing study.
Well, honey, DC is good that you're there,
Dr. Bodybuilder. I like it.
Yes, honey. Yes, the body doc, baby. That's it. Dr. Bodybuilder. I had to do that, though, so they can see when I walk in a room, they will have something to look at, and then they'll like me, and I can open my mouth and get them. So it works.
And get them you will.
Nicole, yes, once again, before I sign off, it's four, number 4 info power on Instagram.
I'm sorry, baby. It's 4. The number 4, you are, the you letters are. U and R, info power on IG.
On Instagram.
And it's, and on Facebook as Wells, M is Mary, P is in Peter. And I'm not on Twitter yet. I got to get on Twitter. Everyone's like, go on Twitter. I'll say some stuff. I'll probably get in trouble. I hate Twitter because I know I'll say some foul stuff. So I just say to myself, keep quiet.
Thank you so much, Nicole.
Blessings, you guys. I'll be in Chicago in the end of December. I want to make sure and see you guys, but I'll let you guys know when I come.
Sounds
let's
great.
Do it, honey. We're going to be out of town.
Right, to the gym.
Well, yeah, let's go lift.
Yeah, let's go lift. That'd be fab. Say no more.
We'll take you to our gym.
Love it. Okay, fab.
Bye, Nicole.
Okay, baby.
Love you.
Love you guys. Thank you. Bye, fans.
Bye.
See you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Nicole Wells lives in Washington, D.C. You can follow her on Instagram. The number four, the U R, as in the letters, Info Power, or on Facebook, MP Wells.
Mm.
And she is a heck of a lot of fun. You can listen to our podcast with Nicole Wells if you're a premium subscriber on feastoffun.com/plus. And we're also going to repost our last podcast with her where she started taking those first steps in that fitness journey.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm so glad to know that she's... I mean, I'm friends with her on Facebook and follow her on Facebook, but it's so great to see that she's doing so well after all these years. You know, I mean, she left for dead, almost having, you know, almost two heart attacks, and just, you know, she's just rebounds and rebounds.
It's interesting because when you're facing your own mortality and you're in pain, it's really, really hard to get out of that situation. And even myself, like this past 3 weeks, I was just like, I'm a goner, baby. This is the end, you know, and never underestimate the power of the human body to heal. That you can get out of this. If you're hurting right now, if you're feeling like trapped or lonely, or you're just, you know, dissatisfied, like somebody you ordered, this is not the life I ordered. I want to send it back. Send it back, and you deserve the best life possible.
And it's incremental, you know, every day it's a little bit different, and all these little increments, they all add up.
But never forget who you are is good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Love yourself unconditionally and fight and work and love to have the best life possible. And any step in that direction is worth it.
I want to thank you for listening. I want to remind you folks, are able to talk to fabulous people like Nicole. If it weren't for you, your support for this podcast is vital.
We thank you so much for improving your lives. The fact that you're even listening to this podcast, I think, is a step in that direction. And we are honored and blessed to be able to have this conversation with you guys. We're trying to have podcasts this week with some of the most influential and some of our favorite past fitness guests on the podcast. We're talking to muscle gods and YouTube bodybuilding and fitness pioneers of all genders, shapes, and sizes. And they're going to be coming on the show to share their wisdom. And so it's Fitness Week on Feast of Fun, honey. So get pumped.
If you have any questions, let us know. You can email us at mail@feastoffun.com or leave a comment on this podcast show note.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
We'll be right back.